Let's get back to the drive on the home of the Sens, TSN 1200. Now it's time for Need to Know Basis.
It's hour three of the drive on TSN 1200. AJ Jakubek, Chris Stevenson, the self-serving Matt Conosvita, playing songs to amuse himself before he leaves for New Orleans. Oh, but
both,
good.
Both you guys amuse me.
I got to get in the Bayou spirit.
Good tunes today, though. So you know what? As long as it's good tunes, it's all good. Here's hour three of the drive.
Be right on the Mississippi River. Maybe head out on the bayou, see some gators. Oh, I can't wait. Some shrimp. Some crawfish. Oh, yeah.
Here's what you need to know today. Sens and Leafs, right here on TSN 1200. Pre-game show will start in 53 minutes and 50 seconds.
That's when my vacation starts, too, for those who are keeping track.
Same lineup for the Ottawa Senators outside of Anton Forsberg, who starts in goal for the injured Cam Talbot. He'll face Matt Murray on the other side. There will be no Austin Matthews for the Leafs, out at least 3 weeks. 5 o'clock pregame. Puck drop shortly after 7 on TSN 1200. Jamie Baker will join Steve Lloyd for the pregame show. Dean Brown and Gord Wilson with the call, and I'll be working with the ex-Ottawa Senator, Jamie Baker, in our intermissions and postgame as well. 67s in action tonight. It's Pride Night at the arena at TD Place as they host the London Knights. 7 o'clock start on our brother station, 580 CFRA. Belleville Senators play a home-and-home against Springfield. They're on the road in the home of, well, game was invented by a Canadian from Elmont in Springfield, so it's kind of the home of basketball. We're kind of the home of basketball. We can share it. It's okay. It's Belleville at Springfield tonight. Yerventi is back. Lassie Thompson is back. Logan Flodell will play in goal. He'll be backed up by ex-Kingston goaltender Luke Parisini. So a couple of big ones for the B-Sens as they continue their playoff push. Frankie Griffin has re-signed with the Ottawa Redblacks, one of 8 players to sign today, but the most notable and one starter, Will Linebacker, to start the season last year before some injury troubles. AFC Championship game. It will be Patrick Mahomes who starts for Kansas City against Cincinnati. And our coverage begins at 2 o'clock on Sunday. We'll have the doubleheader. Eagles against the 49ers, then the Chiefs against the Bengals, all right here on TSN 1200. Copa America will be a 16-team event in the summer of 2024. It'll be hosted by the United States. They'll have the usual 10 countries from South America, but the other 5 will come from CONCACAF region. And qualifying will take place through the CONCACAF Nations League, so that's something for Canada to work towards to try and play another major tournament between now and the 2026 World Cup. And the Canadian Premier League opening weekend schedule is set, so we should get the full schedule shortly. April 15th is when Atletico Ottawa will open up at home against Halifax Wanderers. And that is what you need to know today. All right. Let's do, before we dive back into the Ottawa Senators and their game against the Toronto Maple Leafs and our web poll question of the day as well, let's get to our playoff predictions. We've got a couple of big games this weekend. We've got the San Francisco 49ers and the Philadelphia Eagles. And you know what? I'm going to start here. Pick the Bengals and 49ers at the start of the season. Obviously stuck with them in the playoffs, so no reason to change now. This is honestly the game, guys, that worries me in terms of my prediction more than the other, because I feel like this is pretty much a pick 'em. I really do. I think the Philadelphia crowd will certainly be a factor when San Francisco is on offense. And that'll help the Eagles. Their front 7 is ridiculous. This is a stacked Philadelphia Eagles team on offense, on defense, some great weapons. But I still think the best defense left in the playoffs is San Francisco. Now, I'm a little concerned about the health of Christian McCaffrey. That's always a concern, seemingly, for the last few years. But he's playing. He said the chances of him not playing are zero. So he's playing. So he's going to be good to go. I think they're going to need a running game against the Eagles. I don't think Brock Purdy is going to be able to drop back and beat the Eagles with 45 passes. I'm with Kevin Scott from sportsinformationtraders.com. I think with these two defenses, and in particular the way they can rush the passer, I like the under in this game, but I'm taking the Niners to win a very close football game based on their defense in Philadelphia.
Mm.
CJ, who do you like in the NFC title game?
Yeah, I think the bubble bursts for the kid at quarterback in this one. Going on the road, like you said, in Philly. Hurts and the weapons that he has for the Eagles. I agree with you that it's going to be a great defensive battle. I'm feeling the Eagles in this one. I don't want to say the kid's going to crack. I just think that being on this stage at this point, playing the best team that you've played on their turf, that I don't know if he can come through in that circumstance. And that's no knock on him.
Yeah.
He might play really, really well. But I just don't know if he's got enough at this point in his career, in that situation against this team. I just feel like the bubble's going
to
burst.
It is a lot to ask. Matt Conisfita, break the tie. Eagles, 49ers.
I went against what I've been saying all season once these playoffs already, when I called the Minnesota Vikings frauds, and I picked them to beat the Giants, expecting them to get smoked in round two.
By the way, I'm going to put my hand up and say terrible pick, because I'm 8-2, and I could have been 9-1. I did the old, it's either going to be a Giants close win or an Eagles blowout, which when you say that, you know one team is better. That was a dumb pick. So I'm putting my hand up. Remember, you wanted to ensure that I was putting my hand up, right? Like Boston Bruins, I picked them to miss the playoffs, so I'm putting my hand up on that.
I believe you had Columbus in the playoffs as well.
I did. I did have Columbus in the playoffs.
I think I'm also 8-2 with my picks this playoffs. And I filled out the bracket at NFL.com. And so I made my picks before the playoffs started. I had the Chiefs beating the Niners in the Super Bowl. Mm. And so you know what? Those are the picks I made. I'm sticking with them.
There you go.
There are things that I'm nervous about for both sides, obviously. Patrick Mahomes with a high ankle sprain scares me. I don't care how good he looks at practice. Brett Maher went like 100 for 100 at practice or something, kicking field goals. So but I made my picks. I'm sticking with them. And so the Eagles look like a juggernaut. But what have you been saying about the Eagles all season long, AJ? That you don't think they're going to have enough adversity?
I worried about lack of adversity.
So I think they faced their adversity this week. I think that Niners defense is, I also really like the under in that game. But I'm picking the Niners to make it. And I think that Bengals-Chiefs game should be a great one. We'll see. Maybe it plays out the way their past three matchups have played out with Joe Burrow against the Chiefs, where Kansas City takes a lead, sometimes a big lead, and then the Bengals make their adjustments at halftime and come roaring back. But I think that Sunday evening game is going to be a doozy. I think they're both great games. I got the Chiefs and I got the Niners.
So you broke the tie and took the 49ers. I'll let you break the tie at the end, CJ, because I'm taking the Cincinnati Bengals. And look, I'm sticking with my picks from the start of the season, where I picked the Bengals to beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl, and I'm not going away from that now. But I do feel strongly that Cincinnati is going to win this football game. Here's my concern. I guess there would be a couple of concerns. Number one, they have to play Patrick Mahomes, and he's ridiculously good. So there is that. My concern would be this might be the weekend where the O-line, which looked fantastic last weekend against the Bills, in spite of some key injuries, the Chiefs were second in the NFL in pressures on the quarterback this year. So it's not just about sacks, right? It's about pressures and getting that quarterback out of his comfort zone. So they could really create some havoc on an offensive line that was able to hold together quite well last weekend. But I just like everything about Cincinnati in the sense that they feel like a complete football team. They feel like the most complete football team to me in the NFL. I love their defense, and I love their weapons. Their O-line has been able to hold through some injuries. I think it's improved. I think their banged-up, injured offensive line is still better than what we saw last year from that group. They made it a priority to go out and improve that area of their team, and they did. And they've got great weapons as well. But Joe Burrow is just a guy that, in a big game, I feel like this is a guy that you want, kind of like that Joe Montana, Tom Brady factor. And Patrick Mahomes is going to play, and that's great, but he's not going to be 100%. And I think he's going to need to be 100% because I think Cincinnati's going to score a lot of points. So give me the Bengals and the 49ers in the Super Bowl. All right, break the tie. AFC Championship game. CJ, you going Bengals, you going Niners?
Bengals. I think that X factor with Mahomes' ankle, and my worry would be they know he's dinged up. They are going to be going after his right leg. And just if he gets it tweaked, or worse, gets knocked out of the game, that's going to be the end for them. But what a weekend. It's all about the quarterbacks in these two games. Great quarterbacks got their teams with great quarterback play. But I think that X factor with Mahomes' ankle is enough to give the edge to Cincinnati. And Burrow's just got that gunslinger kind of mentality, right? He's got a lot of swagger. And I just feel like the confidence for him, you mentioned, you know, the pressure that he might get, that he's used to it. That's the way he's lived for like the last couple of years. He's always running for his life. So even if his O-line has not a great day, that's not like it's something he's not used to experiencing. So I like Burrow just because of that X factor with Mahomes. So that's the way I'm going. I like Cincinnati.
Burrow's just got that swagger, that perfect amount of swagger that he believes he's going to get it done. He believes his team is going to win, and his teammates believe in him and love him and would go through a wall for him as well. And that's the perfect kind of
probably better if they would make a wall for him, which they haven't been that good at doing. But yes, you're right. And I just think that's... You know, such evenly matched teams. I mean, I'm in a pool. We have to pick against the spread. You know, and you're talking Cincinnati favored by 1.5 in the pool that I'm in, Philadelphia by 2.5. So you're right. They're pick 'em game. When you're less than a field goal, you're at pick 'em games.
I love the fact that here we are. There's four teams left. We have three games left. Any combination of matchup is going to be a great matchup.
Yeah.
Any team that wins the Super Bowl is going to be a worthy champion. You'll love when you get something like this.
No matter who the two winners are, I'm not going to be disappointed when I look and say, that's the Super Bowl this year. I'm going to be like, great, bring it on. Doesn't matter which two teams emerge, in my mind.
Should be a great Sunday. Zero plans for me Sunday, because my plans Sunday are basically sit down on the couch and I'm watching 7+ hours straight of football. Love it. Fired up. Should be a great weekend. All right. When we come back, we'll get to our web poll question of the day, and we'll delve deeper into this matchup tonight between the Ottawa Senators and the Toronto Maple Leafs as we continue with The Drive on TSN 1200. Oh, you knew I'd let that one breathe. No lever sage means David Wilcox can be played on this program. As Matt Konosvita continues his very self-serving last day on the program before he goes to New Orleans.
Is it fair to say that self-serving themes are more tolerable when the tunes are good?
Yes.
Definitely.
Okay.
I don't know if one Lever Sage would agree today, but he's not here. So it's the way she goes. He's probably drinking a guava beer right now.
With a hint of orange peel and coriander or something. I don't know.
CJ does not approve of Lever Sage's beer.
What a waste of hops and malt. Wow.
I did have an orange habanero IPA in Florida once that was excellent. Very hoppy.
Mm-hmm.
And like the citrus and the habanero was very subtle, but was there. And I very much enjoyed it. Mm. So my wife ordered it and I just tried hers. I had a different, just like a regular IPA. And I had some FOMO. I had some regret over what I'd ordered. But Lee, it's always, and a lot of the time, like Lee will have these flavored ones and he's like, yeah, it wasn't fruity enough for me. I like it when it's very subtle. You know it's there, but it's not punching you in the face.
Yeah.
Lee, quite the opposite. Lee wants to be punched in the face by the
If I'm going to have
guava
like
or mango or whatever.
Like you, I'm an IPA guy. But, you know, I will wander off the beaten path every now and then. But if I'm going to have something like a chocolate stout, I don't want it to be like a chocolate milkshake. To your point, I want it to taste like a beer and just that little bit of a hint for you to be able to say, hey, I'm having something different here and I'm enjoying it. If I want a chocolate milkshake, I'll have a chocolate milkshake. Don't go too crazy.
I'm just happy with a good beer.
I would say the same thing.
Let's get to our web poll question of the day for the Tool and Equipment Store. Who will play in the Super Bowl? Just to follow up on our last segment. And right now, Bengals-Eagles leads the way at 42%. That's how CJ voted. 49ers-Bengals at 28%. That's how I voted. Chiefs-Niners at 15% is how Matty K voted. And Eagles-Chiefs is also at 15%. There's our web poll question of the day for the Tool and Equipment Store. All right. Sens and Leafs tonight. Chris Stevenson, what are you looking forward to? You know, beyond just the fact that it's a rivalry game, but we've kind of dissected this early in the program from a Leafs perspective, but from a Sens perspective, they're coming off a win, and the Islanders haven't been playing well, but you know what? Doesn't matter. It's a win.
Yeah.
And so little bit of confidence. Ridley Gregg with a great debut. And I think there's a sense that these games will be made for him potentially now, but certainly in the future. What are you looking forward to from this one here tonight?
I'd say three things are uppermost in my mind. First is seeing in the overall context of the game, if this is going to ignite some kind of emotion, passion, whatever, rekindling of the Battle of Ontario, because it's been a while since we've seen it. And that said, there have been a lot of good Senators-Leafs games over the years since 2004. So that's the first thing, is I just want to see a good, and like I said, watching the games last night, there was some fierce competitive hockey played. That's what I want to see. Two is Ridley Gregg, can you follow up what was a spectacular debut against the Islanders with a similar kind of impact tonight against the Leafs? And I think he can. It wasn't like the thing that impressed me about that game the other night, it wasn't like it looked like he was playing out of his mind. It looked like he was just playing his game. And the third thing is it looks like Matt Murray's going to be starting. So I'm just going to be looking forward to kind of being able to see Matt Murray's body language, see how Matt Murray does against his old team. How does he look on those first couple of shots, right? That was the thing when he was playing here in Ottawa was, okay, let's see how he handles those first couple of shots, especially to the glove side. What Matt Murray are we going to see tonight? So those would be the three things that I'm looking for in the early going in the Battle of Ontario tonight. You?
Well, Joe the Leafs fan is in. How many times have you messaged us here today, Joe the Leafs fan?
Well, it's a big day for Joe the Leafs fan.
He's also an Eagles guy, too. So he'd messaged in already twice and then said, AJ, I completely forgot to get back to you about how awful that was last week on the Giants. Yeah, you just did it to yourself. However, I can begin to get at you about not learning from your mistakes. Can't wait for you to eat your words next week when my Eagles are off to the Super Bowl again. Thank you, Joe. And then he chimes in. Let me guess, you got the Sens tonight. Oh, and by the way, I also haven't seen too many bleeping problems with the traffic, boys. So that's good. Traffic's good. Appreciate that, Joe. So I've called a couple of Sens wins in the last 2.5 weeks. I'm not calling this one way or the other tonight. I feel like they've got a chance tonight, though. Like, there's some nights where I just feel like they're not winning tonight. And generally, they don't surprise you in those games. Like, you just feel like, okay, maybe it's a back-to-back. They're playing a good team. They're not playing very well. They don't look like they have any life. And it's just like, you know what? Not feeling it.
Yeah.
And usually those nights not feeling it means they're not feeling it either.
Yeah.
Tonight, I feel like because of the Matt Murray factor, I could see them lighting him up. I could. Because of the Ridley Gregg factor, I think he's given them a boost. Because of the fact it's a rivalry game, I don't think they're going to snooze through this one. Like, I think they're going to show up tonight. No Austin Matthews doesn't hurt in the sense that it's one less offensive player that can eat them alive 5-on-5. I like the way Drake Batherson played in terms of his two-way game the other night. So I think this is going to be a one-goal hockey game. I think this is going to be a good game tonight. I'm excited to work tonight's game with Jamie Baker in the intermissions and post game because I do think, you know, there's some games. Look, love what I do. There's some games, but I do a lot of different things, right? So there's some games in the middle of January and February when they're playing in Arizona or a Columbus or something like that. Where you're like coming it's kind of, it's, look, there's a lot of things lower on the totem pole than coming in to work a game. But sometimes it's like, yeah, you know what? I'd be okay not working tonight. Tonight I'm excited to work because I feel like it's going to be a good game and a good atmosphere, and maybe we'll get a little bit of spiciness with Ridley Gregg in there. And I'm just anxious to see with the Senators kind of left for dead, right? The fact that they won a game, all right, that's a start, right? See if they can make it two. Let's see if they can make us shove it or eat our words, right? That's part of it. No, I know you're giving me that look, CJ. Do I believe it? No. That's why I'm saying I hope, but I want them to, right?
Like, well, makes for doing this a lot more interesting if they can do some some good things and show that they're on an individual basis anyway, that some players are making some progress. But as we, you know, you win a game, you're still, what are they out today? 12 or whatever it is. Like it's tough.
We're not talking about playoffs, right? The coach has said we're not talking about playoffs.
Yeah.
He said that the other night. He cut off the question. So it's not even about that. But it's nice to have just that glimmer of,
Well, let me ask you this.
And if you win tonight, maybe you start to at least kind of say, I don't think so, but
in less than that, the half season that remains, can DJ Smith do anything that would even allow him to present a case that he deserves to continue to coach this team under new ownership?
Yes, make the playoffs.
Well, he's not doing that this year.
No, but that you just asked me the question. I don't think he's doing that. But you asked me the question, and I said, yes, make the playoffs. You don't even want to know the percentages.
Oh,
they're way higher than they should be in my head, right?
Yeah.
I did look. I said I wasn't going to call the season until it was under 2%. It was under Hamburglar's own, and I called it at 2.4. And you know what? The last win and everything else around the league push that up to like 7 or 8% somehow. But in my mind, it's like that's ludicrous. Having watched this team all year,
it's still not good.
No, I get it.
Not good at all.
I get it, but it's not under 2%.
That's a 93% chance that you're not making.
Yes, no, we get that, but it's not 99 like it is with 6 or 7. Like basically all the teams below them. So you asked the question, I'm answering the question and telling you, how can you show that you're the guy? Finish the season like the Blues did and like the Blues did in 2019 and like the Sens did in 2015.
Yeah, I want to say
that's how.
We're coming up on the anniversary, right? We're coming up on the anniversary of the Hamburglar run. I want to say that they were 14 points out on Valentine's Day, 2015, when they went on the run, the Hamburglar run. So yeah, still hope.
Basically, you need the Ottawa Senators to be Han Solo right now.
The possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
And I know, like you said, they're 12 back of Pittsburgh, but Buffalo's in the 8th slot win percentage wise. They're 10 back with a game in hand.
Do you think the Sabres make it? I do.
Yeah.
I think the Sabres are making it.
I do. I think the Sabres make it. So if we're just having an Eastern Conference chat about this, I think that you can basically say the five top teams, Boston, Carolina, Toronto, New Jersey, Tampa are in. I think the Rangers are going to be in, which leaves the bubble teams as everyone from Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Washington, Detroit, and Florida. So I'm saying Philly's not going to be in the mix. Islanders aren't going to be in the mix. Ottawa's not going to be in the mix. Montreal, Columbus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say the Rangers in the 6-hole. Buffalo makes it. And one of Pittsburgh, Washington, or Florida makes it.
Hmm. You still like Florida, eh?
No, I don't. If you're asking me today who I'm betting on, I would say probably Buffalo and Pittsburgh. But Florida right now is 3 points back of Buffalo, who is the 8th place team when it comes to win percentage. They've played 2 more games, but they're they're still the President's Trophy winning team, right?
Yep, yep, yep.
So I'm not seeing it.
Neither am I.
Because it feels like there's been a couple of times where it felt like the Panthers might go on a run, and then they're just right back, kind of like the Senators, kind of like a slightly better version of the Senators. Every time it's like, oh, you beat Boston and Washington, man. No. Whereas the Sabres have managed to gain like a little bit more traction. And I like the fact, and again, I know defenses win championships, but offense wins championships too. You need to score goals. And while I think you need to score goals, and then you learn how to fail.
Yep.
Kind of like Tampa and Colorado. Both those teams went through it. They learned to score goals. They made the playoffs with teams that score goals, but didn't know how to defend well enough to win.
Yeah.
Then they learned.
The lessons that the Leafs haven't been able to do.
And then they won. Yeah. I feel like Buffalo, that's where they're at. And you know what? They're scoring a lot of goals. And I think that's going to get them into the playoffs. That's in the end. You can look at defense all you want and whatever. The Ottawa Senators don't score enough goals. And whether it's coaching, whether it's players.
That wouldn't have been the thing that I would have thought would have been their issue this year.
They don't score enough goals. Yeah. They don't get enough offense from their blue line, and they don't get enough offense from their bottom six, which puts too much pressure on their top six.
That's a great way to sum it up right there.
And the top six score enough goals but give up too many.
Yep. Nope, that was a good summation of the season. Our work here is done. Just play music for the rest of the show there, Maddie, as you go out. Well, I'll leave now.
Oh, I got some stuff picked out for the last segment.
Oh, good.
A band I'll be seeing Sunday night,
there
and I
go.
Am pumped. Can you guys tell that I'm excited?
It all up right there. Well done.
We'll read a couple of texts and get you into the weekend, get you into the pregame show. Steve Lloyd, Jamie Baker, we'll have that in less than 15 minutes. It's the Sens and Leafs, all right here on TSN 1200.
Let's get back to the drive on the home of the Sens, TSN 1200.
It's the drive on TSN 1200. AJ Jakubek, Chris Stevenson, Matt Konosfida. I feel like stretching this out as long as possible just so that it
my vacation stretches. Starts that much later.
Exactly. Can listen to some great tunes. Steve Lloyd, you know what? He can wait a couple minutes to start.
Don't be a Richard.
Have a great time in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait. Thanks very much, boys. Looking forward
time,
to it. I'm not like you, AJ. I'm not off for a full month. I'm just off for 1 week. I'll be back a week from Monday on the drive, but looking forward to almost a full week in the Crescent City. Can't wait.
Have a good time.
CJ, what's up for you this weekend?
Football. Hockey tonight, hockey tomorrow night, Habs and Sens, and football Sunday.
Love it. Can't wait till Sunday. Doubleheader right here on TSN 1200. Beginning at 2 o'clock with an hour pregame show, then the NFC Championship game, Eagles and 49ers. AFC title game at 6:30. It'll be the Chiefs and the Bengals. Got 67s hockey on TSN 1200's brother station tonight, 580 CFRA, as they host the London Knights. But when we come back, it's the Sens and the Leafs. Steve Lloyd with your pregame show next.